But I'll tell you the most amazing vision I had this year, the most amazing image of the whole year, was, did you see Gorbachev, or Gorby, as he's called by the New York Post? They call him Gorby, as if he were a TV series. Gorby, Baba, Dada. And if you have never read the New York Post, get a copy of it. It's an extraordinary newspaper. It's the only newspaper in this country with the guts to print its own news. Pick up a copy, read it. You say, this hasn't happened. And 2 weeks later, it does. So Gorby's going to meet George Bush. They're going to meet in Malta. They're going to have a summit. The reason they're meeting in Malta is because Bushy Bush, this is true, George's brother, celebrated his 25th anniversary there. And Bushy thought it would be a nice place for them to have a meeting. I don't have asthma, but I bought an asthma inhaler when I heard that. Are you serious? Because Bushy went there. So then they go there. He flies over there. Bush flies over. He lands on an aircraft carrier, the USS Forrestal. The USS Forrestal is an old ship. The ship is so old that when I was a kid, I made a model out of the USS Forrestal. I thought that son of a bitch was out of commission. So he flies over. They go, and they're not meeting on dry land. Okay, they're meeting in boats. So even Bushy's advice didn't work, because now they're meeting in boats, which is a stupid fucking place to meet. If the fate of the world is in your hands, get on land. I don't want you sitting there rocking back and forth. Sit on chairs, solid ground. My life's at stake. They had a meeting. They met for 5 hours on the Russian ship, and then George Bush said, and I quote, "I have to leave now. I have to go freshen up." I have to freshen up? What is he putting on? Like a new bra and panties? What? I have to freshen up! There is a toilet on the Russian boat. You go in there, do what you gotta do, come out and talk. But no, George gets on a boat. George gets on a boat that is so small that they don't even model for this boat, okay? You can't build this boat as a kid because that's it. They give you the boat. Now, I don't know if you caught this, but there was a 60-mile-an-hour gale wind. And I kept wondering, what are they fucking insane? They get in this boat, they go into a 60-mile-an-hour gale wind. That's psychotic in a little teeny tiny boat. And the boat's going like this. And I'm saying, Christ, the Navy has snapped. Because the Navy's been stopped. They told the Navy, did you catch this? They told the Navy, stop now. Stop, you guys are killing each other. Stop. And that's why they don't give a shit. They're gone. 60-mile-an-hour gale wind. Sailing, sailing. They get to the next boat. They get to the American boat. I swear to God, Bush is going like this. The leg is going up. You don't know if Bush is going to get on the boat. And I'm sitting there and I'm sweating bullets. Because Dan Quayle is the Vice President of the United States.